I'm just kind of searching for words on how to start this morning. So I'll just ramble for a bit, if that's all right, until I get to where I'm going. One of the things that we really believe here is that God is interested in everything that we do. He's interested in us as individuals. And we've been reminded of that this morning, just as we've worshipped God, just how much He wants us to engage with everything that He's got for us. And sometimes we forget that. Sometimes we're told to remember, aren't we, the Lord's death until He comes again. Because we have a tendency to forget if we don't remind ourselves. And all the benefits, all that He wants to impart to us as God into our lives, sometimes we forget that as well. And so I'm talking to everybody this morning. I'm not just talking to one or two. I just felt on my heart, I was preparing something in the week. I had an idea. There you go. I do get them every now and again about what I was going to bring. And then suddenly I was kind of caught up by another thought. And that's what I'm going to minister on this morning. But I'm just going to prompt you to be open to what God wants to do in your life this morning. Very often we can go, this is it, this is as good as I'm going to be, this is as far as I'm going to get, I'm comfortable with all that I am and all that God's doing with me. But I want you to search your heart this morning as I minister and just allow the Holy Spirit just to work in you. That's what He wants to do. We pray every week that we have an encounter with God. We pray every week that something happens that is new and fresh in our lives. And I want you to have an expectation, we call it faith, that God is going to do that, no matter how old you are, how young you are, how long you've been on the way. One of the songs we sang this morning was, "We trust in your unfailing love." And this morning I want you to trust God's unfailing love for you. And His love is that He wants to complete you. He wants to work in your heart. He wants to do something in you that brings you to completion. He's always working in us. He's a God that is a creator God, and He's creating things in us all the time. And sometimes we can forget that. Sometimes we can ignore it. Sometimes we can just become oblivious to what God is trying to do in our hearts. But He started something in you. He started something, and He wants to complete it. So that's my preamble. In the week, Val phoned me up. She said, I've got something I want you to watch. And she sent me a link, and the link worked, okay, which is great, because technology doesn't always. And it's Ray Bevan speaking. Many of us will know Ray Bevan. And he was just encouraging ministers to understand that when they deliver something, actually, it's life-bringing, it's life-giving. Not because it's my thoughts, but because it's from the Word, because it's inspired by God. And so you've almost got to look past me and listen to God as I'm speaking this morning. Because if you look to me, you're not going to get anything. You won't receive anything. But when you hear the words, allow the Holy Spirit just to begin to minister into your heart. This morning I want to talk about hidden things, hiding things. One of the games that we all love to play as children is hide and seek. And our grandchildren particularly, we've got a house that's got lots of little rooms all over the place, and they love playing hide and seek, hiding away. And it's great because we just leave them there for quite a long time before we start looking for them. It just gives us that moment's break that occasionally you need. But there's something intrinsic about us hiding. We love to hide as children, hiding away where nobody can see where we are. And even as parents, or if you've ever been in charge of children, you know that if your children disappear and suddenly it goes quiet, you're in trouble. Don't we all know that? They're hiding away and they're probably doing something that they wouldn't do if you were in the room. And we find all kinds of stuff going on when eventually we find them. And as adults, we do play similar games. We hide things from others and even ourselves. So what do we hide? Well, sometimes we hide what's going on in our lives. And some of that is a very British thing, isn't it? We go, how are you? Oh, I'm great, wonderful. And the world around you or inside you is collapsing, and we hide it. We hide our hurts, our disappointments, our failures, and our lies. And they are in our hearts, covered over, so that we can't find them, or feel them, or deal with them. And very often we hide things that we don't know what to do with. And we have an internal waste bin, and we just keep putting stuff into our hearts, hiding it away because we don't know how to deal with it. We don't know what to do. We don't know who to speak to. And so we cover it up and hide it away. This is all part of the human condition. It's inherent in our coping strategies to get through life. And I'm sure you this morning have got some stuff that only you know about, hidden away. And some stuff is hidden away so deep we even forget it's there. But it's part of our human nature. It wasn't how we were created, but it is what we have become. And if we read in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, then the man and his wife, that's Adam and Eve, heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. God is all about our heart. That's where he lives. That's where he works. That's where we have our relationship with him. It's from the heart. But God created Adam and Eve, and he wanted to have this open heart relationship with Adam and Eve, where they could share every aspect of life and trust in God to supply everything that they needed. What a life that would have been, never to worry, never to be concerned, never to be afraid, to be honest and open, to have this relationship with God where you shared life every day. And God was doing what he did, and he came down into the garden and he wanted to speak to them. It would have been a daily thing, a routine, a connection that God always had with Adam and Eve. And there we are, he arrived in the garden and they're gone. And it's interesting that when they sinned, because they did sin, they broke God's law. They broke this covenant with God. He said, I'll supply all your needs. You just don't eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. Don't eat of that one. But they did. And they hid physically when God came looking for them. So the first reaction of man when we got it wrong was to hide. And that's why it's intrinsic in our behavior that when we get something wrong, we tend to hide. We don't hide physically, but we do internally. We hide things. They experience guilt, shame, and fear for the first time in their lives. And they could only think of hiding and hoping God didn't notice. As sin drives us to cover things up. Just think about your own lives when you get something wrong. We try and cover it up. It's what we do. We try to sweep it under the carpet and hope nobody will notice. We even believe that when we hide things, we won't be able to see them either. Again, it's another coping mechanism in our lives, just to hide things and try and forget about them so that we can move on in life. One of the things that we have to deal with is our understanding and our relationship with God. If we trust in the unfailing love of God, then we trust that if we are open and honest with him, he will deal with it. But we can believe the lie that if we are truthful with God, it will lead to God rejecting us. That's a great fear, isn't it? That we feel that God is going to reject us. And it's why children learn to hide the truth when they're growing up. I love it when children, I don't know how old they come to this understanding of, if I tell the truth, I'm going to be in trouble. But sometimes you go, who's done this? They go, I've done that. Who spilt paint all over the floor? It was me, Dad. Because there's that relationship, and they don't expect that relationship to be broken because of their honesty and openness. But there comes a point somewhere, and all of you that have had children will know, where suddenly they realise if they start to be honest and open, there's a consequence for that. And so they learn to hide it. They learn to tell lies to protect themselves. Some people get really good at this. It's their coping strategy for life. They can't face the truth, no matter what it is. They just tell lies around their lives and lies to themselves as well and hope that they won't get into any trouble. When Jesus was on earth, he was always interested in what was going on in people's hearts. His mission was to heal the heart. It's still his mission today, to heal your heart, to heal my heart. And he would often go straight for those things that people were hiding. There's a great story in the Bible in John chapter 4. It's the story of the woman at the well. Jesus was talking to her about the water that he would give. He was using the well as a picture of eternal life, about what he wanted to bring into the life of this woman. And he said to her, go and call your husband and come back. She said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is that you've had 5 husbands, and the man you are now with is not your husband. What you've just said is quite true. Jesus knows what's going on in our hearts. And sometimes we have to confess that before he can do something with it. This woman was desperate for something to deal with the stuff that was going on inside her. And she wanted to be set free from that. But she had to be honest about it. And Jesus showed that he was interested in not just what she was doing, but what was going on inside her heart, because he wanted to heal it. He wanted to set her free from all the guilt and the shame and the pain that was going on inside. Jesus is interested in what's going on inside us because that's where our past failures are. That's where very often we are damaged. But God is interested in getting right into our hearts. Just have to excuse me, I've been singing a bit too loud again. My voice is going. Psalm 44. Would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? And 1 Corinthians 4. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring light, what is hidden in darkness, and expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. Sometimes we can be successful about hiding things from others. Sometimes we can even hide things from ourselves. That's why it says that the heart is deceitful above all things, because we tell lies to ourselves. But what we can never do is fool God. He knows what's going on the inside. He discovers it. He opens up the secrets of the heart. And just as he knew Adam and Eve had done what they had done, they had sinned, he knew that, but they still hid. And Jesus knew what the woman at the well had done in her life. He knew the shame that she was carrying. He knows what's going on in our heart. And Jesus came to set us free from the power of sin that brings freedom to our hearts. That's why Jesus came. He wants to deal with the heart stuff. He wants to set us free from all that. All the hidden things we're carrying, all the pain, the shame, the guilt, he takes from us and he places his love in our heart. It says in 1 John 4, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. It tells in Romans chapter 5 that God pours his love into our heart by the Holy Spirit. And when we're full of the love of God, all these fears, all these failures are just driven out. We are set free from them because there is no fear in the love that God has for us. We can know that if we are honest with God, he will not reject us. He will accept us. He will forgive us. He will deal with the stuff that's going on in the inside. He's trying to bring us to completion. And that's not just giving us something to do, but actually it is transforming us. And he does that from day one right until the day we go to be with him. He's trying to complete us. He's trying to set us free. He's trying to deal with those things that are hidden in our hearts and in our lives. Those things that we can't confess to anybody else. God is trying to set us free from those. Last week, I just felt that I just shared a few thoughts before I spoke. And I just felt that I had to just remind us that our faith works. It works. Otherwise, there's no point to it. But as we trust God, as we begin to understand what God is trying to do with us, as we allow him to work in our lives, faith works. And if you sat here this morning, and the Holy Spirit is working in your heart right now, I want to tell you that it works. If we let God do what he wants to do, it works. He releases us from fear, guilt, and shame. He releases us from the past, all those things that we can't face in life, and we hide them in our hearts. God has come to set you free from those. Amen. That's what he does. So we're going to let God do something this morning. I don't know how we're going to do this. I don't know whether it's something that is pertinent to where you're at. But we just want to allow the love of God to flood our hearts and to set us free. I don't know if there's any of the songs that we've sang this morning that are... We'll sing that one that your love... is whatever it was. What was it? We trust in your unfailing love. Whichever song that was, I don't know which one it was. Let's just let the words of this song minister to us. And if God is speaking to you, just stand and worship. Don't worry about anybody else.
Trust in your unfailing love.